Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT. Tom Stoppard returns to ACT with Indian Ink, direct from its sold-out run in New York. Limited performances run January 14th through February 8th at the Geary Theater. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. California has the second lowest percentage of smokers in the nation. The first is Utah. That's according to a Reuters poll taken last year. But State Senator Ed Hernandez of West Covina hopes to bring that number down even further. He introduced a bill yesterday to raise the legal smoking age in California from 18 to 21. The California Report's health reporter April Domboski tells us more.
Studies show that 95% of current smokers tried their first cigarette before turning 21. Lindsay Freitas of the American Lung Association in California says increasing the smoking age by a few years could have a big impact on overall smoking rates.
The ages between 18 and 21 are such a critical period because that's when a lot of smokers move from that experimental smoking period to being regular daily smokers.
Several other states rejected similar proposals last year, including Utah and Colorado. Lawmakers there said 18-year-olds are adults who should be persuaded not to smoke, not banned from smoking. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
Prison overcrowding in California has been an ongoing human rights issue, so much so that the feds told the state to reduce its number of prisoners. After years of legal wrangling, the state reported yesterday it's met the court-ordered target a year ahead of time. The state's done this in part by moving prisoners into the custody of county jails. By now, you know we've got a measles outbreak here in California. State officials said this week there are 79 confirmed cases, but you might not know that identifying measles is sort of a problem. Lots of doctors aren't familiar with the disease. That's because measles has become rare in the U.S. KPCC's Elizabeth Aguilera says, as a result, hospitals are giving their younger healthcare providers a crash course in how to handle and identify the measles.
So what would be the things that you would look for in somebody with measles?
A handful of residents, interns, and other doctors gather around Dr. Greg Moran for their daily huddle in the ER at Olive View UCLA Medical Center.
If it's a very early stage, what are the things that you would expect to see?
Rash.
Rash? So when does the rash start in measles?
Moran is the interim chief of emergency medicine at the hospital here in LA San Fernando Valley.
Probably most of you young whippersnappers here have never seen a case of measles. I would say it's pretty safe to guess. Tamir, you've been doing this a while, and you said you've never seen a case of measles either.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a dozen years and zero cases.
Yeah.
In fact, none of these students in this ad hoc workshop has ever seen a case. There was a time when hundreds of thousands of Americans got measles every year. After the advent of the vaccine, it was eventually eliminated from the U.S. That was 15 years ago. Since then, there have been only a relative handful of cases each year when foreign tourists or traveling Americans bring the disease here.
None of us are going to see it very commonly. But we all know part of our training is looking for those things that we don't see very often. You've got to think of the zebras every once in a while. And especially when there's an outbreak, just be aware of what they are.
This scene is being repeated in hospitals across California. Hospitals are also sending out emails with detailed information about how to identify and treat measles. Olive View has posted signs and other hospitals have handed out flyers to make sure doctors and nurses consider measles as an option when they see patients. 29-year-old Alexandra Dyer is a first-year resident at Olive View.
The attendings have put together mini lectures for us, showed us pictures of the rashes. You know, it's hard to really understand the rashes that you're looking for until you see them in real life, but they've done a good job.
Some of the younger physicians who've never seen measles are also going back to their med school textbooks. Vanessa Franco is a second-year resident.
Before it was H1N1, and now it's measles is kind of coming back in, and I think there'll always be something, you know, fluxing in and out, and it just kind of highlights the reason why it's important for us to keep reviewing old literature and our textbooks and continuing to stay up to date with everything, because you just never know what you may see.
Dr. Moran says the daily huddle always focuses on something doctors don't often see. And with the current outbreak, he says it's critical younger staff get a quick refresher on measles.
The most important thing that we need to know in the emergency department is if you consider it, you need to get them in isolation quickly because measles is one of the most contagious viruses ever in the history of humanity. And it spreads very quickly and it only takes a very brief contact to spread it.
Olive View and other hospitals hope their impromptu classes will not only educate their staffs, but will lead to better informed patients, especially when it comes to the decision to vaccinate their kids. For the California Report, I'm Elizabeth Aguilera in Los Angeles.
And finally, this note on the passing of Charles Townes, who died on Tuesday in Oakland. Townes was a UC Berkeley professor and physicist who won a Nobel Prize in 1964 for his role in developing the laser. I'm not going to even try and explain the science behind his discovery. Let's just say it's in many of the things we use every day. From the scanner at the grocery store, to the microwave, the laser printer, and in devices used in medicine and science.
This isn't work, this is just fun.
That's Townes in a YouTube video posted last year talking about his job. He goes on to say he's never worked a day in his life. He was having fun doing physics. And therein, I'd argue, lies the key to long life. Townes died at the age of 99. And that's the California Report for Friday, January 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Jim Bennett, Seal Muller, and Howard Gelman. Guy Maserati and Tina Rubio directed this week's show. The producers were Nina Thorson and Vinnie Tong. The editing team includes Polly Stryker, Tyke Hendricks, Kat Snow, Alex Helmick, and Julia McAvoy. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan, and I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.